here's a story from The World.
Plastic pollution in the ocean could more than double by 2030. That's according to the UN Environment Program. Next week, leaders at a UN summit will start discussing the first ever global agreement on plastic pollution. It's critical to controlling plastic waste, in addition to measures already taken at the national level. One example of that, which we'll look at now, Ghana, which in 2019 passed a national plastics action plan. Ghana generates nearly 2 million tons of plastic waste each year and recycles only 2% of it. So what kind of progress has the country made so far? Reporter Ridwan Karim Dini Osman looked into that.
Winneba Beach has one of the biggest fish markets in Ghana's central region. On a Saturday morning, a line of fishing canoes is pulled up on the beach, and below them, where the waves break on the sand, is a line of plastic trash. Bottles, plastic grocery bags, discarded face masks. On one of the canoes, fisherman Kwame Inkum is repairing his fishing net. He says it got torn after being entangled in plastics the previous day.
For some years now, whenever we cast our nets, all we catch are plastics.
Inkum is worried the COVID-19 pandemic is worsening an already bleak situation.
This pandemic, with all the disposable masks and gloves people are throwing around, has compounded the issue.
To try to get a handle on the problem, Ghana launched a National Plastics Action Plan in 2019. It is one of a handful around the world, backed by the United Nations Development Programme and the World Economic Forum. Part of the plan is to encourage businesses that make products out of recycled plastics. One of those businesses is Nelplast Ghana Limited. In a factory in Accra, workers transform shredded, recycled plastic into blocks used to build houses or walkways. Nelson Boateng started the business in 2015. He used to manufacture plastic bags, but he wanted to get out of that business after deadly flooding hit Accra in 2015. It was caused partly by plastic trash blocking drains.
So we sat down with the management to think of a product that doesn't go out to pollute, but rather save the environment.
In 2019, Boateng got a grant from the United Nations Development Programme to buy more machines to mix and melt recovered plastics. He more than doubled his production capacity.
And that has been a very great impact on our business.
But waste pickers bring Boateng about 20,000 tons of plastics a day, way more than he can turn into plastic bricks in a single day.
So now our main issue is how to increase the capacity.
Nine other businesses have gotten similar support from the United Nations Development Programme. But that is only part of the solution. The UN's Kingsley Bequin says another idea is to make companies that produce or sell plastic responsible for it when customers are done using it.
How is government putting in place measures to be able to help them to pay for the pollution, as we say, or to pay for the mitigation measures or the things that we have to put in place to be able to collect the plastic?
Something like this exists in Europe for electronics. And the Ghanaian government says it is working on identifying plastics manufacturers and sellers who may eventually have to pay a kind of plastics tax in a pilot program. At the Environment Ministry, advisor Oliver Boache says the government is also set to launch a bottle deposit program this year.
We want to make sure that companies who are distributing these products have a scheme whereby people will be incentivized to return the empty bottles back and get money in return.
Ghana's government does not want to ban plastic bags, a step that Kenya and Rwanda have both taken. But it is open to exploring biodegradable alternatives. That's something Charles Mwangi from the Pan-African Climate Justice Alliance advocates.
I think we need to become much more innovative in terms of use of biodegradable materials. The ultimate goal should really be about reduction and complete phase-out.
Meanwhile, fisherman Kwame Inkum hopes this all works so that when he casts his nets, he will catch fish instead of plastics. For The World, this is Ridwan Karim Dini Osman in Ghana.